Folks, do you know what a draw was?
Yeah. Color getting in there, the draw. That's where things were slow and dryers and other brush go in it and for draw.
Yeah. You were speaking of a sluice earlier. A slough?
Yeah.
Well, this might be a place where a slough had cut.
Well, a slough is just a low place, like, and it don't get deep. It's just a low place where it holds water.
Uh-huh.
And not very deep. And it's not a, just kind of a little shallow pond.
Yeah. Okay. What about any other types of water, places where water would stand? Can you tell me? Was a slough like just a small little
pond? It's a pond.
Would the water run or would it just stay there?
Well, that's where it just don't run. It stays out just in a pond.
Okay.
And it comes to overflow or something like that, and it runs over the top of it, runs out.
What'd you call a place maybe that was cut in the road, kind of a channel across the road that would get cut by rain?
Well, that would be a ditch.
A ditch or a...
Oh, I can't remember what was the third color. Anyhow, some places need a bridge or a...
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to me like any types of other running water? What would you call it? Something bigger than a, what about the, just start from the littlest.
A branch?
I see.
Yeah.
What was a branch?
A little creek. Just a little a little branch where the water runs.
I see. Was that the same thing as a creek or a
little place. Not a big creek, or just a little creek.
I see. Then you went from a creek to a what?
Went from a branch right into a creek, little place.
I see. A creek, was that like a river or?
Oh, maybe a creek is a smaller place than a river.
Uh-huh.
A river is a big of water.
Okay, you ever heard of a coulee?
No, I don't know.
Or a bayou? Did folks ever
say? Oh, bayous, yes. Bayous, yeah. I've heard of them. That's what they have out around Alexandria. The camp outside, they have bayous.
Bayous?
But then we don't have no bayous around.
Folks didn't call them bayous in this area.
Yeah, they call them bayous.
What would be the difference between, say, a creek and a bayou?
Well, I don't think a bayou runs. I think it's just kind of a lake, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't know that much about a bayou, but I know of them.
Uh-huh.
But I've never lived by them or anything like that. But I thought it was just kind of a lake. I don't know
if it was now. Okay. Now, what about a small rise in land? You might call that what?
Hill.
A hill. Anything smaller than a hill?
Well, a mound.
Mound or
a place, a mound.
Do you have anything called a knob?
Well, you can call it a knob. Mound.
Did folks ever say that? Just a little knob of a...
Yeah, a little hill, a mound. Mm-hmm. A mound, just a little bit of a place.
Folks ever say knob?
Well, I don't know what I've heard called knobs. I've been called mounds.
Okay. All right, now, something larger than a hill would be a...
Mountain.
You don't have any of them here.
We don't have any out in the park country.
Have you ever been up in the mountains?
Oh, yes, I've been to Arkansas. My son wanted to take me up to Colorado, see the mountains up there, but I wouldn't go. I told him I could head up the mountain and go that distance to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd go to Arkansas.
What about the rocky side of a mound that drops off sharp?
Cliff. I think it's called cliff or rocky mound side or something. I don't know what they call them.
Have you ever seen any of those? Have you Have you seen a number of them?
I saw mountains, but I don't know that I ever saw any of them rocky trails. I don't remember that I ever did.
Okay. Now, up in the mountains where the road goes through a low place, you might call that up.
Oh, that's a valley.
Yeah, well, it would curve around through the valleys, a little low place between the mountains, you'd call that a notch.